I find myself personally challenged by today's gospel. Jesus talks about a man entrusting his possessions to his servants, giving them 5, 2, or 1 talent to invest. A talent in Jesus' time was a unit of measure, approximately 30.3 kilograms or 68.8 pounds. Perhaps it was a talent of gold given to the servants. By today's standard, with gold selling at $1,995 per ounce, the value of one talent would be approximately $2.2 million. 5 talents would be approximately $11 million. St. Francis Cabrini was the first canonized saint in the United States. She grew up in Italy and wanted to join a missionary religious order. After 2 religious orders refused to accept her because of her fragile health, she petitioned the Pope to allow her to establish a new order, the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart. The Pope approved and sent her and several of her members to the United States to work with Italian immigrants in city slums. Eventually, she established schools, orphanages, and hospitals across the United States and Latin America. One of the orphanages she established was located in the mountains west of Denver, approximately 20 miles from where I grew up. She was given 5 talents by God. Surely she produced 5 more. One point we often miss in this parable is that we have been entrusted with extravagant and extraordinary gifts, which we are invited to develop and use for the good of others, creatively. We may have 10 talents or only 1. Just as God has extravagantly gifted us through others, in the same way we are to develop and share our gifts extravagantly. We must not bury our talents in the ground. Each one of us is creative. We think for a moment about when we were a little child. We were filled with wonder and dreams. We were excited to be alive. We were creative and imaginative. However, for some reason, as we grew older, we may have lost our ability to dream of what is possible. Perhaps we stifled our dreams for lack of courage or will. We might let our creative energy be scattered in many directions. Perhaps that is like burying our treasure in the ground. Sometimes we are unaware of our giftedness. We may lack the strength of will to develop and use our gifts. Like St. Francis Cabrini, we need to be strong and give ourselves permission to be creative. Then we gradually develop a passion for what we are doing. We may look back at our lives and know we have used our talents very well. Or perhaps we look back and say to ourselves that we can still do better. Ignacio Ellacuría dreamed of becoming a priest scholar. He became a professor at the Catholic University in El Salvador. His teaching on social justice challenged the injustices of the government to the coffee bean plantation workers in the country. He, along with 4 other Jesuit priests and 2 helpers, were murdered at the university by government soldiers. I visited the site of their murders on my pilgrimage to El Salvador and Guatemala. Ellacuría is quoted as saying, "Open your heart, your Christian heart, and ask yourselves these 3 questions, Ignatius of Loyola put to himself as he stood in front of the crucified world. What have I done for Christ in this world? What am I doing now? And above all, what should I do? I remember attending a concert at a university in which a young musician, a musical prodigy, enthralled the audience by playing her small cello. She was awe-inspiring. The happiness that she radiated while playing captivated the people. The girl was only 9 years old. She had worked hard to perfect her talent. Now she was able to joyfully share her gift with the concert goers. Her music was a healing experience for those listening to her play. We could find countless examples of people sharing their giftedness or talents with others to make our world better. We are invited to do likewise. We face challenges in developing and using our gifts. Some obstacles are found within ourselves. Some come from the social condition in which we live. The gospel parable indicates the master will return. We will be asked to give an account of how we developed and shared our gifts. Will we say, "Here are the talents you gave me, and here is how I multiplied them"? Or will we say, "Here is your talent back. I buried it"? In Luke's gospel we read, "Give, and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over. For the measure you measure with will be measured to you in return."